Your word should be your bond. Whatever happened to a person's word being his bond? There has been a shift in our culture, and one's word is seldom kept. We share experiences with people for years, but when they are blessed to obtain freedom, they don't look back. While they were incarcerated with you, they cried on your shoulder, and over the years raked up all sorts of promises. Don't worry, brother, sister. When I get out, I'm going to look out, they often say. But once their feet touch the bricks, they conveniently forget. They forget the hands that were extended to them in their times of need. They forget that they gave their word. They forget to call their homies or so-called dog's attorney, or to touch base with his or her family. They forget to drop a letter, postcard, or even a JPEG with a brief message of support. They forget all about you, but as soon as they are back, you're their best friend. These are what you call fair weather friends, or more appropriately, potato chips and TT homies. These people have no sense of what friendship or brotherhood means. As long as you got a Jolly Roger or a tatter cheese or summer sausage for them, they keep, they're right there by your side telling you lies. Hey man, keep it real. Just let your brother homies know they can count on you. Why lead him or her on? Don't hustle us. Some of us cry the blues about prison groups not doing enough to help us. But once we are free, we don't even stop by to offer our support to any of these groups, who, by the way, survive because of volunteers. The light of these groups depend on former prisoners and their families to help them keep working for the incarcerated. All of that said, this message is about redemption and making better choices. For those of us going home soon, really think about the promises you have made to one another and keep your word. And those of us who are guilty of failing to live by our word, do what you promise. Get involved. It is not what an organization or group can do for you, but what you can do to assist them in helping those of us left behind. Some of us are fighting for our lives. What can you do? For starters, contact the Human Rights Coalition at Lancaster Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, 19104. Phone number 215-92-3491, www.hrcoalition.org. They are building up a political action committee, PAC, to champion legislation that help with prisoners' issues. Volunteer your service. In the process, you'll meet a host of people that you may not be aware of. In politics, the PAC applies the muscle necessary to garner money, public support, or convince legislators to sign on to our cause. This is how you can redeem yourself. There are a number of other prison groups you can get in contact with. CURE, P.O. Box 8601, Philadelphia, PA 19101. www.curenational.org. Pennsylvania Prison Society, 245 North Broad Street, Suite 300, Philadelphia, PA 19107, www.prisonsociety.org. Angus Love Esquire at the Pennsylvania Institutional Law Project, 718 Arch Street, Suite 304 South Philadelphia, PA 19106, www.AILP.org. Stop being a TT and potato chip friend and be a real homie. Be a stand up brother and sister. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.